Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Thank you, Jen. It's great to be back. It's been a few weeks away with all kinds of stuff going on. One of the hottest new promising acts from the East Coast is the Royal Volts, made up of Jordan Peary on vocals and guitar, Wesley Thomas on guitar, backing vocals, Brady Lates on bass and backing vocals, and on drums, Quinny Stevens. Their music is as studio-friendly as it is awesome to hear live. We'll have a chat with two of the members here in just a few minutes, but first, from the EP Enough is Never Enough, this is All Night on Atlantic Access.
Oh,
back-to-back with All Night, Royal Volts on Atlantic Access, and we're chatting with the folks here, drums Quinny Steves and also Wesley Thomas on guitar. So welcome to the podcast, Quinny.
Thanks, man.
Wesley.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Great-sounding rock band. You guys have an incredible energy there, and we'll get to that in a little bit, but I thought maybe first I'd get a little history on the band. Are you original members as far as the foursome is concerned, or has there been some changes?
Nope. We started the band, myself, bass player, and singer, all started at high school. Quinny was still in high school, and played for a couple years when we were all off and on university, trade school, and all that. And then the last 4 of the 7 years, we've been playing the local bars in Halifax and coming out to New Brunswick, PEI, and all around the Maritimes.
So it's been a bit of a trip recording. It's been a couple of years since the debut EP, I guess we could call it. It was an award winner.
No, it didn't.
Oh, it didn't quite make it to the winning.
We didn't make the cut.
But still, I mean, here we have, a foursome that not together a long time anyway, and your first project gets nominated, man. What was that like?
Oh, it was awesome. We didn't really expect it. We just, did the 4 songs and put it out there in the world, and it seemed to resonate with some people. So yeah.
The energy in the band is really something. It becomes evident because, you get some bands that play, the music outpaces the attitude, it seems, and then there's other bands where the attitude outpaces the music, if you know what I mean. But there just seems to be this real nice synchronicity between those two elements. Does it come naturally? Is it something that you kind of strive for in the studio?
I think it just comes from living together for the past 7 years and playing together for a long time.
Your sound, you get a sense that you guys have been around for quite a while, and you've had a lot of studio experience, and I get the feeling you jam a lot, maybe, between gigs and that type of thing?
We did a lot of practicing for a lot of those early years. Yeah. Now we make it a point to get together once a week, and then if we're going out and doing a lot of dates in a row, we'll spend a bit more time preparing for that.
Right.
But mostly just keeping in practice.
So we're going to get to one of the tunes here. It's a more recent one, actually. It's called Shake. Any thoughts on Shake?
It's definitely a in-your-face rock and roll track. It's very aggressive, and it's definitely our heaviest track yet. I'm not sure how much heavier we'll get.
Probably not.
But, we're extremely happy with it, and yeah, it's a banger for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So it's also, I noticed, the only song that you have like a music video.
Yeah, we did one for the first EP a little while back. It might be buried in YouTube a bit now. And then we did that with the same guy. We released a Shake video a couple months ago with Ben Stewart.
Okay.
He's a buddy all from high school and does great work.
Check out the video if you can. It's on YouTube. But right now, close your eyes because we're going to get into the track here. It's Shake from the Royal Volts on Atlantic Access.
Cause you're alive. Why's the band always on the
sale so a businessman can make a buck. Farmers loaded boys out of crops at the harvest, sell them at the shop, make a killing with any luck. Now, fishing pouches and sharks from the north, chop them up and sell them at the wharf.
Royal Volts on Atlantic Access. What's next for Royal Volts? Are there any tunes cooking, brewing, all that stuff?
Yeah, we got a new single coming out in November, and then the record will be coming out early 2020, and then just touring the Maritimes again, hoping to hit Ontario in the new year too.
So obviously there's a new project in the works, not just a single, a bit of an album. Is it going to be like full length or another EP?
So what we did, yeah, we got a 6-song EP, semi full length album, I guess. And so we've released those two singles, and we got the other one coming in November, and then the other three will be released, one of them being the single for the album release.
Yeah, it seems to be that singles are a bigger deal now than maybe working on a full album. It's important to get those tunes out.
Yeah, well, things are kind of going back in time now, because singles were the thing in the 50s and 60s, and now with, you know, the digital realm of things, well, not a lot of people listen to full records, so you gotta kind of smash out some singles to catch people's eyes, I guess.
Well, I'm also noticing, and it's not just you guys, that the songs themselves seem to be kind of compact.
Yeah, two, 3 minutes kind of thing.
I mean, we're talking back in the 60s, Motown stuff.
Yeah.
We might break that mold with the album release. We got a 7-minute one coming.
Oh, so. Yeah, right on.
We didn't fully give up on the longer songs.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. The stuff that you play, was it written that way? Do you know what I mean? Or do you take maybe a raw version of a song into the studio and then kind of build up on it from there?
Yeah, we work on a lot of songs doing, like this last project, we did a lot of pre-pro. Mm-hmm. And we kind of looked at what songs might be good to release kind of like a single. But yeah, we like having fun with music too. We like making some longer pieces and just letting it go.
I imagine live, you must go off on tangents a little bit, like solos and stuff like this. So a 3-minute song might be stretched out a bit?
Yeah, we'll do a little, you know, extra bridges and stuff like that and extended intros and,
yeah.
You know, just for the live factor and, you know, the good stuff.
You also have the benefit of a label, Groundswell Records, which came along real quick, I think. Like, they were on board from your first release, I think, right?
We did a contest and were able to work with Groundswell, and they helped put out that first EP. And then in the 2 years to this release, Groundswell, one of their producers and workers on the label, John Landry, he started a sub-label to Groundswell called Ragged Head Records. And that just focuses and is going to focus more on the rock and maybe more stoner rock side of things, where Groundswell is going to be a little more their Celtic rock vibe.
I see.
My favorite Royal Volts song is your most recent release. It's called King of the Road, man. That is a cooking track.
Yeah, thanks. That's a quick one.
You guys sound like you're having a lot of fun with it, though.
Yeah, no, it's just a song about, you know, all the shows we played and being on the road and what you eat on the road and all that
sometimes,
stuff.
Sometimes more members in the band than audience members, you know, it's just the fun stuff.
Yeah, people you meet after shows and what they say to you and, you know, those reflect in lyrics too.
Road stories.
Yeah.
The road. Gee, most bands don't like to write about road stories, man. It's like this great big secret, and they write their autobiography later, and then when you find out about it.
You get the best stories when it's 3 a.m. and you're halfway through your case of beer.
I want to thank you so much for this, Quinny, and Wesley. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
King of the Road, now on Atlantic Access. We'll be right back. 11 from the Royal Volts on Atlantic Access, taken from their debut EP, Enough is Never Enough. The Atlantic Access podcast is a presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, see entertainmentplus.ca. Earlier this year, Chris Kolpaw announced instead of putting out an album in 2019 that he would come out with a new single every month, giving him a total of 12 by year's end, and effectively a brand new album's worth of material. We got time for two of the most recent additions to that 12-pack. You're the One is coming up after Only One Left. Chris Kolpaw on Atlantic Access.
losing control. You gave up a soul, let that pass away. You're the one. How could you know that you're the one? You're the one. How could you know that you're the one? You're the one.
A new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.